Welcome to the deep dive. We got this really fascinating document you sent over about something called the Bubble Trouble Challenge. Fizzlewood Elementary.
Oh, yeah. That one. It sounds simple, kids blowing bubbles, but when you dig in, there's actually some pretty neat stuff about challenges and, well, working together.
Right. So the basics. It's a contest. Who can
Yeah.
blow the biggest bubble or the weirdest, even magical ones?
Exactly. And you've got these like key personalities.
Yeah, totally. Lexi, lab queen, apparently really into glitter.
Scientific approach, maybe, with sparkle.
And Jojo, the jumping genius, seriously blowing bubbles while hopping.
Shows a different kind of energy, doesn't it? A
Yeah.
physical element.
And you can't forget Milo, the master of mess. The notes kind of suggest, well, chaos follows him.
Yeah. Which is interesting in itself. Predictable, energetic, and unpredictable. Good mix.
So this was the big annual spring contest, right? Lots of anticipation, I bet.
Must have been.
And what we want to do in this deep dive is sort of unpack what happened and maybe, see what lessons pop out from the bubbles.
That's the idea. Look at these like everyday things and see the bigger picture. Creativity, teamwork, handling it when things go, well, sideways.
Okay, so let's get into the first attempts. Lexi, her secret formula, lemon soda, fairy dust, and elbow grease.
Right. So you've got the ingredients, the soda, the dust, that's the formula bit, maybe some trial and error there.
And the fairy dust adds that flair.
Yeah, a bit of personality maybe. And the elbow grease, just plain effort. It's never just one thing, is it?
True. The JoJo, juggling and jumping while bubble blowing, that's ambitious.
It really is. But it makes you think, right? Adding different skills together, even ones that seem kind of unrelated, sometimes that's where new ideas come from.
Definitely unconventional. And then we have Milo. The document mentioned his shoelaces and a mop.
Got tangled up somehow.
Not exactly part of the plan, I'm guessing.
Probably not. And that brings in that element of, things go wrong. Life throws you curveballs, even in a bubble contest.
But look at the variety they got, even early on. Square bubbles,
Yeah.
triple-decker bubbles.
And the banana playing a guitar. I mean, where does that even come from?
It's amazing. Just a simple task, blow a bubble, and you get all this wild imagination.
Sometimes having those like simple rules actually makes people more creative, you know?
Yeah, it forces you to think differently. Okay, but then the turning point, the biggest bubble explodes.
Kaboom. Bubble chaos,
Total chaos. The document said everyone ended up sliding into the art supplies.
yeah.
Sticky situation.
Literally. But that's often where the interesting stuff happens, right? When the plan falls apart. It's not about avoiding the pop.
It's how you react.
Exactly. And what did they do? They didn't just quit Lexi, JoJo, Milo. They decided to team up.
Which is kind of the core lesson here, isn't it? They combined their strengths. Lexi had her mixture down pat by then.
Right, she'd refine the formula.
JoJo had the lung power, that mega breath, plus the balance from all that hopping, probably.
Made her the perfect candidate for the inflation stage.
And Milo. His contribution was unexpected dance moves, plus marshmallow-scented soap apparently got involved somewhere.
See, even the chaos, the messiness, it played a part. Maybe his dancing kept the bubble mixture agitated or just kept spirits up. Who knows?
Whatever it was, it worked. A real team effort. Science, silliness, weird soap.
And it shows how different skills, even the accidental ones, can come together, doesn't it? You don't all need to be good at the same thing.
And the result was, wow, this huge bubble floated right over the playground.
And it seemed to wave back. That's the best part.
They even won. Best bubble team in bubble trouble history. That's quite a
A
title.
well-deserved one, I think.
Though I love the detail that Milo still had gum in his hair afterwards.
Keeps it real, you know? Success isn't always perfectly neat and tidy. There are leftover bits.
So looking back at this whole bubbly saga, what are the big takeaways for you?
Well, first, I think it really shows that just trying your best, putting in the effort, matters more than getting it perfect on the first go. They all had kind of messy starts.
Yeah, perfection wasn't the goal initially.
Second, definitely the teamwork. Combining those different talents, even the weird ones, led to something, awesome. Way better than they could do alone.
The synergy effect.
Totally. And third, maybe the most interesting one, mistakes, accidents, the unexpected stuff. Sometimes that's where the real breakthroughs happen. The mop incident, the bubble explosion, it led them to collaborating.
Brilliant discoveries from messy moments.
Exactly.
Does make you think, doesn't it, about our own lives or work? How often do we shy away from a bit of mess or avoid teaming up with people who seem, well, chaotic?
When maybe leaning into that unexpected collaboration, embracing a bit of that bubble trouble, could lead to something surprisingly great.
Something memorable, like a giant waving bubble. So maybe the thought for everyone listening is, what unexpected bubble, what bit of productive chaos could you embrace today?